It was about 5 years ago. Was a woman being interviewed about opportunities, and she said it wasn't fair because she said men don't have to make any decisions, they just go to work. She said, but it's not fair because women have to make their mind up on what they're going to do. She said, I don't know whether I should stay at home, go to work, or do it 50-50.
For many women, the main reason for opting out of work is that they realize a high-powered, high-stress career isn't the life that they want. Maternity provides an escape hatch that paternity doesn't.
Another reason why men often get paid more than women in the same job is negotiating skills. Men will ask for higher payment and will bargain hard for it.
Women are generally far less assertive when it comes to salary negotiations.
If you're looking at a capitalist society, you want fodder, which are the people who are going to do the work. As long as you employ women, you have a very malleable force, and you have a force that you can pay a lot less.
I was in a job where another guy that I started with was earning more than me in the same role. The reason he got more was because he did a better job of negotiating his salary at interview. I didn't look elsewhere for reasons why I received less, because I knew the fault lay with me. Women don't seem to understand this basic rule of employment. You'll be paid the least amount that you'll accept.
In a market economy such as ours, if women could truly be paid less for doing the same work, companies would hire only women.
Rather than a pay gap that exists and shouldn't, the real issue is a pay gap that should exist but doesn't.
Women are often in the same job as men, but don't do the same job. They have the same job title and receive the same pay, but every man that works with her knows that it's not the same as working with a man. For example, in the army, women take substantially fewer risks than men, yet they're paid the same. That's why these shots are quite amusing. There are virtually no female soldiers that require body armor, let alone female journalists. This guy is probably wondering why she's wearing body armor so far from the fighting.
Women are not required to undertake frontline roles, and they're restricted from going anywhere near the most dangerous areas.
As a predictable result, men get killed and women don't. But there are no protests from female soldiers, or women in general, about this lack of equality. They seem quite okay with it. And yet these women expect the same opportunities for promotion as men. They expect to achieve the ranks that empower them to send men into combat whilst they stay safe. And if they don't get promoted as often as men, of course they sue for sex discrimination.
In the army, women are not put in the front line, but they expect to be paid the same. I mean, I think that's outrageous, actually.
And yeah, they're not protesting about that, which is surprising because I mean,
that why is it surprising?
What I mean is, it proves it's not a search for equality; it's a search for benefits.
No, I mean, it's not a search for. It's never been a search for equality.
Often claimed, yeah, no, I don't think so either. But it has often been claimed that.
No.
For example, if you're a white man and want to become a policeman in London, you have very little chance of it, no matter how good your qualifications and aptitude. If you're a woman, however, the barest minimum educational and physical standards are required to walk into a job. This is to increase female representation in the police force. But why? What does a woman bring into the police force that's so special that it must be supported with affirmative action? Wonder Woman, and the wonders you can do. Is she bringing a sixth sense? Can she leap tall buildings in a single bound?
Leave this place and do no harm.
Can she block bullets? Does she have superior interrogation skills?
You must now tell the truth. You are working with the Falcon.
No, she can't do any of these things.
We're regularly sold the story that police women can cut it with the men, but the reality is very different. Police women are, in general, quite simply a burden and a danger to their male partners, and are relatively ineffectual as police officers. They cannot adequately defend themselves, their partners, or members of the public from physical danger. This is why you almost always see a man and a woman paired up on the beat. It's general police practice that a man accompanies a woman. He is there to protect her. There's no one there to protect him, and yet they're paid the same. What police women bring to the job is responsibility on police men to protect her, while simultaneously denying him the same protection.
It's not as if police men walk around feeling cursed that they're burdened with female colleagues. WPCs are undoubtedly very competent police officers in most respects. But policemen are very well aware that it's not the same as working with a man. The risks are very much one-sided.
If there's a riot, where is she? Well, there she is, trying to get a view of the action safely behind the men. When a door needs to be kicked down, what can she do? Well, she can hold his hat. These women are paid the same, but are only capable of a fraction of the work, and only take a fraction of the risk. The proof that police women do not do the same work as police men is in this simple fact. Of the 4,000 police officers that have been killed in the line of duty in the UK, 3,956 of them are men, 44 are women. Despite this privileged position in the UK police, police women with children sued for sex discrimination because they didn't receive bonuses that other police officers received. The bonuses were paid for working unsociable hours after midnight and over weekends, the times of highest crime. The mothers couldn't do it due to childcare responsibilities, and so didn't get the extra money. The women were basically demanding that they be paid bonuses while not actually doing the work for which bonuses were paid.
You would think that this case would get nowhere, right?
Wrong.
These women won their case for discrimination because...
if the work in the daytime is just as hard and dangerous as the work after midnight, why are there bonuses for night work? If women really do perform work that's just as hard and dangerous as that carried out by the men, why are police men almost 100 times more likely to be killed on duty than police women? The tribunal also found that...
no, they don't. Policies that require individuals to work unsocial hours has a positive effect on reducing crime. Policies that require individuals to work unsocial hours has a positive effect on those officers, male and female, that are willing and able to do the work. They get bonuses. Policies that require individuals to work unsocial hours is actually beneficial to mothers because it enables them to be employed as police officers even though they're not able to work the full range of hours required to do the job.
These women should be grateful that men are willing to do the hours that they can't. They shouldn't begrudge the bonus payments and certainly shouldn't seek to receive them undeservingly. Without these police men working late, what would we be left with? Police officers that couldn't work after dark, on weekends or during school holidays. Police officers who have to be home early to pay the babysitter. Police officers not on the beat, but on maternity leave. Motherhood is a choice, not an affliction. If a woman chooses to have children, then there are consequences to that choice, including consequences at work.